Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and greetings to everyone out there. It has been a little while. Life happens and things get busy, and we travel throughout the community. Sometimes we don't get an opportunity to get on the air as often as I like, but I am back here tonight after about 2 months, and I'm so excited to be back, first time back after a two-month break, and welcome to everyone on hold. I am Angel, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you here tonight, and I wanted to start off by giving you guys all an opportunity to relax. So that's been my message the last few weeks for everyone I've run into in the course. We have a lot going on. We do a lot of things. We have a lot of opportunity in our lives that come up, a lot of stress, a lot of obstacles in our lives that come up. And at the end of the day, what we often forget is that there is a purpose behind our purpose. I'm going to say that again. There is a purpose behind our purpose. And as a result, things can happen in the background that can sometimes shake us up and can sometimes stress us out. But at the end of the day, it is the things that we've asked for, they're the things that we need, they are the momentum builders that explode us into the next level. So I invite you to invite these obstacles and challenges that come into your life and create a conversation where these challenges are part of what makes your life explode and ignite. So let's take a deep breath. I want you to pour that wonderful cup of tea, whatever it is that you've got going on, put it on hold for a moment. And just think about what a blessed moment you're in this space. Driving, continue to drive. If you have the opportunity to sit down and stop, I want you to stop. Close your eyes if you can. And think about what it is that you want to create with your life today. Think about what it is you want to create moving forward in your life. Think about what it is you want to create in your dreams, in your vision, and knowing and acknowledging that nothing you want it deep within you. And knowing that you want it deep within you also means acknowledging that the universe, the divine, the goddess, God, whatever it is that you believe in, wants it for you too. So having said that, I'm going to take my first caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you tonight?
Very good, thank you.
God, I barely can hear you. I'm going to turn up my sound a little bit. Technology seems to be challenging me these last couple of days. There we go. That's much better. So what can I do for you this evening on our show?
I have a question about a man named Chris. I'm just wondering when you see him and I spending time together, dating, things deepening romantically.
Romance. Okay, romance is always a fun topic. So, do you happen to know the month and day of Chris's birth or anything like that, or not?
Yeah, January 27th.
Oh, Aquarius, okay. And what is your birthday?
August 18th. Do you need a year, or?
Nope. I just like to kind of connect to the energy. So I'm getting that there's definitely a connection there as I look at it. I'm also getting hesitance. And I get a hesitance on his side, and it has nothing to do with a lack of feeling for you. It has to do with the past for him. So time is definitely something that you're frustrated with, because it feels like you feel the connection. You're very intuitive, actually, Donna. I can feel that you have, when you look at Chris, you see beyond just the physical. You see, like, the past life connection. It's really real for you. And you're like, okay, let's do this. And he's just kind of hesitant. And so that's not about you. That's not about the possibilities. That's about his past. So your question was about timing. And I'm seeing water, and I'm seeing sunshine, and I'm seeing wind. And that's the season. And the season I'm getting is fall. So August, September. And interestingly enough, you say your birthday is in August. So August, September is what I'm getting. It looks like there might be an opportunity for some kind of travel around the August, September time frame. Does that make sense?
Possibly. Do you see anything between him and I before then? Any kind of communication or time?
I see you guys communicating. I see it as a slow progression. First, what you're being asked to remember is that there is a combination of pain and confusion that's rippling around him. So it's like, this is a particular situation that you have to take the relationship and take it from friendship to relationship, which takes time. So yes, I see it as talking, to sitting down and talking, to doing things. Like, hey, you know, you want to go hang out over here? And then going from there to kind of the surprise engagement with a relationship. I almost see it like the first time you guys have a, like, gives you a little kiss. It's like, ooh, okay, it's time for us to go there. So, which is going to make it a much more interesting relationship. And he has some things to clean up first, too. And I don't know if that makes sense to you. It feels like he's got some things going on in his life around a past relationship that he needs to clean up first before he can move forward to the next one. Does that make sense?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Does he have feelings for me?
Yes, he does. But at the same time, he has fear. You have a remembrance that he's, when he looks at you and he connects with you, there's a remembrance. And it's not today, it's a past life remembrance. And that he doesn't trust it, he doesn't understand it, because he's not like you, where you kind of are very mature and very awake in these processes. He's not awake yet around this kind of more spiritual, metaphysical stuff. In the level that you are. So when he feels it, he doesn't know what it is. And so he does have feelings for you. It's not just physical. It's definitely a feeling, and he's trying to understand what it is. So you have to be patient with it. You have to be patient with it. You have to focus on some things that you've got going on in your life and know that it's coming, and trust. You have to have faith and trust, because part of what you've asked for, you've asked for this type of relationship to come to you, and it's coming, but because of everything you've gone through, it's like it has to be the right one. And this guy, he's potentially the right one, but he also has a little bit of stuff he's got to work through. So you need to let him work through his stuff. Fair enough?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to do that. It's been painful because him and I had spent some time together last year, so yeah, we spent some time together last year, and then it stopped, so it's been quite painful for me, because I do see the connection, and I went through like a lot of pain with it. So I mean, to know that something is coming is good. It's just I know that I love him now. I know, like, I just feel a strong connection, and I know that I love him.
Yeah,
and so it's just hard to wait for that, and I don't have any interest in anybody else. So it's not like, I mean, I'm going on with my life, but I can't I don't want to move on to anybody else. So I'm just going about my life, but I have this strong feeling for him, and it's just painful. So I'm, you know, giving him his time, but you know, I'm just, I guess, just looking for some hope, that's all.
And hope you should have. You should have that, connect to that hope. and know that it's coming, but he's got stuff that he's working on that's not about you, it's about him. And it's going to take him a little bit of time to kind of get that all figured out. It's not about whether or not there's a connection there. It looks like when I look at your energy, I see you about to step into something kind of around what you want to do. You're kind of moving your life in a specific, you've got purpose. You've got things you're working on, but you kind of have a focus. His focus is not completely there yet. And so it's like you guys are in different sides of the race. You're kind of in a more advanced stage in the relay. And so he's got to get caught up to you before you guys can really start moving forward. And that's kind of what has happened. But because you're very connected, you're feeling the pain of the loss. And I don't want that to be your story. I don't want you to be kind of focused on the story of the loss. I want you to be focused on the story of, you know, what's possible, because it feels like, you know, it's there. Right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So your feelings are correct. Your feelings are solid. It feels really good. I'm not getting any negativity. I'm not getting that there's no, that it's not there. All I'm getting is that it's going to take time and he needs to work through his stuff. So stay focused on what you need to work on, because you do have some things that you need to work on. Right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that, and I'm also kind of carrying this pain around. I also kind of grieved, like, the fact that we stopped spending time together and actually grieved it and told him everything, basically, everything about how I was thinking and feeling. And I thought I would completely scare him away because I told him that I loved him, but I don't know. I've kind of eased back and not put so much pressure on him, and I see him coming forward a little bit because he hadn't really been communicating or texting towards me. And when I kind of gave him a bit of space and lightened up, he did kind of reach out to me through a message. So I've been thinking,
yeah.
I guess I must be kind of on the right track.
You are, and what he doesn't have is he doesn't have a really good friend. Okay? And for you, what he sees you as is potentially that really good friend. And so try to think of shifting your energy a little bit to remember really good friend, because he doesn't have that. He doesn't. Does that make sense to what you're feeling when you can engage with him?
Yeah. I tell him, like, I completely adore him. I've told him everything that I love about him and, you know, and why, and, you know, and I just want to have fun with him and be friends with him and, you know, and I care about him. And I can't help it because I just do, you know, and it's hard to, I don't know what you're supposed to do, you know, like, with men. I know you're supposed to be mysterious, but I've told him everything, you know, like,
Anna, I have a secret for you. If you're ready to listen, if you are prepared to hear the secret, are you prepared to hear the secret?
Yeah.
The secret is there is no mystery. You don't want to be mysterious. You want to be yourself. And what there is to do is to bring someone to you that is the person for you, the person that you've asked for, the person you've called out for, the person you have wanted, that you've reached out to the universe and asked to bring to you. And then be yourself. So it's not about mystery. It's about transparency, right? So be you.
Well, that's pretty much.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's what I've done. I've just been completely transparent and told him everything about what I thought and how I feel about him.
No. So, you know, he's a guy, right? So you've not just told him that you're here for him. You know, you put it on the table. And that can be kind of scary for guys. You know, women, we're a little different in how we're made up. And unless we're not interested, if some guy that you're engaged with and in a connection says to you, you are my life, I care about you more than anything, and I love you more than anything, you would be so excited, right? You say
yeah.
that to a guy, and they go running off into the distance, like, oh, my God, and they get scared, and they run away. So what he needs is just the time to think about that and the time to work his stuff out. And just knowing that that connection is still there, and knowing that that friendship is still there, and knowing that he has that, he's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. It's going to be still there for you. And it's, you know, hope is something that you definitely want to hold on to. And what I'm going to ask you to do is kind of go through a process each day of just reconnecting to that hope. Just whatever you, whether you meditate or journal, whatever your process is of connecting and grounding, just focus on releasing your anxiety, releasing the confusion, and maintaining that hope and knowing that it's going to come to you. And then focus on the things that you need to do now to get you to the other space. Because, my dear, who he is and who he's coming to you as is part of that conversation around what it is that you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's okay. I know it's hard. You know, you have feelings that are really deep because that's who you are. You, what is it? You're a woman of deep feelings, right? And so
yeah.
When you feel something, you feel it deep down in your DNA. And so rather than feeling that, I had this opportunity to tell somebody how I really feel, and now they're processing it the way you're interpreting it is, I shared this with this person, and now they're like running away. And that's not what he's doing. He's processing it. So give him time. It's okay. I'm not seeing, I would tell you, I'm very straightforward and to the point. I would tell you if I looked at it and I would say, you know, maybe you should think about other opportunities because it looks like this one's not going to work. I would tell you that. That's not what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is time. It's going to take time. And time is something you have a lot of right now because you have things that
yeah.
you need to complete right now, right?
Yeah.
So don't let the concern distract you from what you need to do. Have hope and then focus. Check in with him from time to time to remind him that you are there. Poke at him, you know, ping him, hey, you know, give him a little reminder. And then you'll find he's going to start to engage and check in more and more and more. Okay?
Okay.
How do you feel now?
I appreciate
it. Feeling okay?
I feel better. Like, I feel better because I really do need that hope, you know, and I need something because I'm not very strong, you know, and so I,
uh-huh.
it helps me, you know, so I probably listen to this over and over again to give me strength, you know.
Well, I want you to be strong, Donna, because you have a lot to give to the community, and that's a whole nother conversation, perhaps for another time, about what your purpose is and what your path is and where your light is, because strength you have within you, and strength is not something you should be looking for in someone else because you do have it in you. It's just scary for you thinking about what it is there is to do because it's like you're standing on the edge of the cliff looking over saying, I can take this leap, but man, that's a drop down there, right?
Yeah.
You need to have faith. Everything that's happening in your life right now is about your need for faith and being focused on what there is to do. You are stronger than you give yourself credit. And that strength that you have within you is going to be the strength that others are going to get from you. And that's part of what your purpose is. And so don't fall for your fear that you're not strong because that's not true. You're just hesitant. It's hard. Any one of us can get up one day and say, I'm going to be a cashier and live a comfortable life and find someone who lives a comfortable life and just live a comfortable life until God calls me home. It takes a strong person to make a decision to do something spectacular or something with meaning or something with purpose that affects people's lives and the community and society. And you're one of those people. And it's kind of scary. So it's
yeah.
not about your lack of strength. It's kind of scary. And it's okay to acknowledge that. It really is okay to acknowledge that. But my girl, you have something really super powerful that you're about to step into, and it has something to do with he's like families and children and education and support. And I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so that is in today's community, today's society, that's powerful stuff. But if you are sitting there thinking about it, that's also kind of scary. It's a huge responsibility. So that's the space that you're in. And this person that you're speaking about, Chris, is someone that has the potential. So know that when it's two people, we have a choice. I have a choice, and you have a choice. So you can talk to all the psychics and mediums and astrologers in the world, and then we will see a certain thing, but if he has to make choices too, right? So we all have a
yeah.
choice. But he is someone that has the opportunity, has been kind of chosen to stand in there with you in this path. So he's got his own little inner demons to kind of work out as you work out yours, so you guys can stand together and do this thing that you've been put here to do. And that's why he's got to work it out. So that's what faith is about for you. And that was a lot of information.
I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I would love to hear. It's my pleasure. I would love to hear from you. It's been a while since I've been on, so I don't have a lot of callers, so you have the opportunity to get a little more than most people get when I'm on the show. But please check me out on the Guild page. My webpage is there. You can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And I'll be here every week. Unless I have a community event, I'm here every week on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Please like the radio show and check me out and let me know how things are going.
I definitely will, and I'm just wowed by how you just said everything. You know, like you just understand. I talk to you as if you have an automatic understanding, as if you have you're looking at my life like a movie, and
oh my
wow,
gosh.
You know, like, and you're so compassionate and very helpful, and yeah, thank you so much for that. You know, like, thank you for helping me.
Thank you. Go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. If you join the mailing list, you'll get updates on when things are happening, but you'll also get, you know, some free gifts, and I would love to hear from you. Where are you calling from, by the way? I'd usually ask that. I didn't ask you that.
I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Canada. I get a lot of people from Canada. I'm going to have to visit Canada one of these days. Oh, Canada.
Yes. Yes, you should. Yes. You should.
All right. Well, you take care. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. You too. God bless you.
And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What an awesome call that was. I can't stress enough how important it is for us to realize that in this conversation around purpose, when we have a purpose that's a great purpose to serve society, to serve individuals, to serve the masses, to serve groups of people, it can be challenging. I was reading in my meditations over this last few weeks in my own challenges, because I've been through some challenges myself in this last month or probably last 90 days, kind of going through things around my life, some family issues, some health issues around people that I love, and going through my challenges and connecting to the source, connecting to the divine, and doing my meditations and, you know, reconnecting to some of the scripture. I read an interesting passage and made some interesting comparisons, and I want to share that with you guys because I think it's really important to remember that when we have a calling, how we step into that calling kind of helps dictate how we move through it and how we survive it, so to speak. And the comparison I have for you is this, and I challenge you to do some research on this. We can respond to the calling in one of two ways. We can step up as Abraham, or we can step up as Job, right? So with Job, and I hope I'm getting this right, Job would be challenged by God and would basically consider and complain and postulate around why and what happened and sit in contemplation around why. Abraham would say, here I am, and step up to the challenge and would take it and move forward. When you face challenge, when you face your purpose, it's a little harder, a little more difficult, a little more trying than when you're just facing everyday life. I'm going to say that again. When you're facing your purpose, it's a little more challenging than facing everyday life, especially if that purpose is to inspire, motivate, support, and provide for people. Because if you're going to help people, you have to be able to connect with them and to guide them and to show them how to get out of the dark, how to get out of the muck, how to make their lives something. So I had someone tell me recently, when they decided to work with me as a practitioner, I'm kind of old, right? And one of the things they said to me was, in your bio, you said that you've been doing this for some 25, 30 years. So I figured you were old enough, quote unquote, to relate to my issue. And you know, I'm a woman, so you know, I'm like, wow, I'm not that old. But in really understanding where they're coming from, how can you help somebody if you don't understand what they're going through? That's what this person was saying to me. How can you help somebody if you don't understand what they're going through? It's a powerful statement. Regardless of how many spirits and angels and fairies and whatever your connection is, ancestors, whatever your connection is, how does it matter? How can you help me if you don't understand what it means to go through it? That's what the person was saying. Okay, that's fair. And I will admit, I understand because I can relate. Because I am old enough to have been through some things, to understand how to get people through things. Because I have been challenged. Because I have a calling. And I step up to the calling. Because I've accepted my calling. And man, the divine can be a serious source of challenge. And what I like to say to people is this. When you consider yourself a racer, a runner, you run track and field. There are a couple of many different types of runners. The type of runner I'm going to talk about are two types. We have sprinters, we have hurdlers, okay? The sprinter can run really fast for short amounts of time, really fast. The hurdler can run fast, not as fast, because they have to kind of time out their running and map out their process to exceed the space and reach over the hurdle, and then get to the end of the race. So if I'm a sprinter, and I race a hurdler in a sprint, I can beat that hurdler to the other side. But if I'm in that same race, and they place hurdles and boundaries in front of us, and I haven't had the practice, I haven't had the drills and the training, I probably cannot traverse the hurdle the same way that the hurdler can. And the hurdler will complete the race without any trouble, without any hesitance, without any problems, before I can. So then my question for you, as you think about all this stuff, do you want to be a sprinter? Or do you want to be a hurdler? How you live your life would seriously depend on how you engage with the obstacles put before you. And when you have obstacles before you and you complete them and then get past them and you celebrate because you've gotten by them, the next obstacle tends to be tougher. But don't be afraid of obstacles, my friend. Don't be afraid of hurdles. Don't be afraid of challenges. Don't be afraid of anything. Because you've been put here for something powerful, and you are going to excel. Man, that was awesome. That was an awesome caller. I had another caller, and they seem to have timed out. And I don't have any other callers here. As I said, it's been a while since I've been on. I'm going to end the show a little early tonight because I don't have a lot of callers, and I want you to know that I will continue to do the broadcast. Visit my website at bellydancingmedium.com so that you can see more insights, you can see more things. I've got some really cool events coming up, and I've got my CDs and my book coming out here in the next 30 days, and I would love to have some more conversation around the topics that we've been speaking about. I thank you, Donna, for calling in up from Canada, and I invite the rest of you to call in. You can call me in at 323-642-1207, or you can email me on the link on bellydancingmedium.com. I hope that you all have a glorious evening, and I want you to know that my passion in life is that you achieve all the dreams that you want in this life, and that you are fulfilled in abundant prosperity in anything, whether it is financial, intellectual, spiritual, sensual, it doesn't matter. Everything in this world that you desire can be yours if it is what you want. Your job is to just state what you want and then go out and do what you want. So as I say every show, I desire for you to ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless you. Take care. And I will talk to you next week. Good night.